SEC family. Thank you for joining me today for another devotion. Today, I'd like to start talking about seven keys to real lasting change. What about yourself are you wanting to improve? What area of your life are you needing change? Is real lasting change even possible? Well, Romans 12:2 says, "Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think." If you want to change your life, you got to change the way you think. The Bible says, "Your thoughts determine your feelings, and your feelings determine your actions." So how do you allow God to change your thinking? How do you transform your mind? How can you experience real, lasting change so that you can start living a better life? There's seven ways. I change the way I think by changing my focus. I'm going to give you seven ways to change your focus so that you can cooperate with the way God wants to change you. We're going to cover three this time and four, the other four next time. Number one, I focus on changing one defect at a time. Proverbs 17:24 says, "Sensible people keep their eyes glued on wisdom, but a fool's eyes wander to the ends of the earth." You know, some of us would say, "Man, I got about 30 things I'm working on changing about me." Don't do it. You're going to get overwhelmed. You're going to get discouraged. You won't end up changing anything. You got to be more specific. What I would suggest we do is we pray to God and say, "God, which specific defect would you like to work on first in my life?" Not what I'd like to do, but what do you want to work on, God? We don't just pray, "God, I'd like to be a better person." We've got to be specific. "God, this is what I want to work on. I want to work on my anger, or I want to work on my anxiety, or I want to work on my tendency to control people, or my workaholism." Ask God, which of these is damaging my life the most, and let Him start to work on that. We must work on only one defect at a time. Otherwise, it's not going to work. Number two, I focus on victory one day at a time. Matthew 6:34 says, "So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today." Don't worry about tomorrow. Just focus on today. Rome wasn't built in a day, and character wasn't built in a day. And character defects aren't removed in a day. We want instant everything. In our society, we want instant maturity, spiritual maturity. One day, I'm a mess, and the next day, I think I'm going to be like Billy Graham or Mother Teresa. It doesn't happen that way. We grow by incremental inches. We grow by days, one day at a time. At night, we stop and we thank God for whatever change or whatever victory we had that day, no matter how small. "Thank you that you gave me help today." Any victory, no matter how minor, we thank God for it one day at a time, one victory at a time. Third thing I got to focus on God's power. Not my power, not my willpower. You already know willpower isn't enough. If willpower worked, you'd already be changed. In fact, depending on your strength, blocks progress in your life. We know resolutions don't work. You will never change by your own willpower. But here's the good news. Philippians 4:13, you know this verse says, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." So we pray, "Lord, I know I can't change on my own power, but I'm trusting you to take away this defect." I want you to literally imagine God reaching down and taking away your defect. So what are you working on? What are you working on first? Your temper? Here's what I imagine in my mind. I imagine taking my temper out and opening it up the garbage can in my life and putting it in the can and putting the lid on it and then dragging it out to the sidewalk. And then this garbage truck comes early the next morning and it says on it, God and Son, doing business with people like you for over 2,000 years. And then Jesus sends one of his buddies out, and they pick up the garbage can with my temper in it, and they dump it in the truck, and they crash it down. And then I see the truck kind of turn around and speed off all the way into heaven. That's what it means to visually think about giving my problem, giving my anger, giving my temper over to God so he can put it in the trash can and we can say to ourselves, I am throwing away this defect. That's called denying yourself. That's called relying on God's power to change you. Willpower doesn't work. You got to trust in God's power, not your own power. And he can help you to master it. We'll get to the rest of these seven keys the next time we're together. Until then, I'm praying for you. I love you. God bless.